This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, the podcast where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wance. Well, welcome back, guys. How are you? I hope everything is going well. I hope these last 2 weeks have been good for you. Last episode, it was a blast to sit here and record and talk with Sebastian. I'm looking forward to continuing that. So, like I said, about every other episode, that is the plan. The plan is to have like a father-son talk, and what does that look like? What does that sound like? You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. For the most part, I really don't know what's going to happen in those episodes. So it'll be entertaining. It'll be off the cuff, and it'll be what it is. It's, if nothing else, it's a little glimpse into what life is like around our house. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and, first off, I hope that you guys have been having a good past 2 weeks. I hope everything is going well with you. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're strong. I hope you're focused. I'm doing my best to be all of those things. Again, because we're men, I'm a husband, I'm a father. Most of you are as well. So we are doing what we're doing. And sometimes it gets crazy out there, and sometimes you need to reach out and ask for help. So if you need help, if you think that you need something, reach out to your circle of friends. Reach out to me if you need. If any of you need my contact info, just holler. I'll shoot it to you. Or find me on social media. So that's probably the best way to find me, and I'll reach back out to you as soon as I can. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and hop into today's episode, where I'm basically going to talk about being husbands and fathers. At least a little bit. Not going to get too deep into the weeds, because I know that can be a massive, unending topic, you know, because, you know, I mean, even just starting with the random question of what does it mean to be a husband? What does it mean to be a father? And what does that look like? I'm still trying to figure that out myself. That's why I decided to start talking to myself in my basement and, you know, bringing you guys along for the ride if you so choose. And I appreciate that. But this past weekend, church, I'm worshiping, doing my best to get into the presence of God. I mean, I was there. I was in the presence of God. It was great. It was amazing. No better place to be. If you guys don't have that on the regular, I highly encourage you find a place where you can get into the presence of God, especially in a body. It's incredible. It's necessary to get into that kind of space with God. But I'm there, I'm worshiping, I'm praying, I'm interceding. And a verse pops into my mind, and it's at first it's not really geared towards men. On the surface, I mean, it kind of is, but it isn't. You know, because it's from Proverbs. So if I remember correctly, you know, that's Solomon giving advice to his children. And the verse that popped into my mind was from New King James. It's Proverbs 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And my wife and I have talked about that on our marriage podcast, you know, and we've always talked about that the big part of that verse is for women to already be walking in what you want to become. You know, do your best to, you know, for women that want to one day become married, walk in that now. You know, try your best to walk in that stance now. And I would say for men, do the same thing. You know, if you want to be a husband one day, start acting like a husband. You know, I know there are some things that you shouldn't do until you're a married couple, like sex. There are many other things you can do as a husband before you're actually married. You know, it's kind of like I said a couple episodes ago, you know, it's put time to put away those things that you had as a child. Not saying don't have fun, but I am saying grow up. You know, I don't want to like hop up on a soapbox, but in my workplace and when I go out and about, I see all sorts of people, and you know, I see grown men acting like teenagers. I see, you know, I even see, you know, young 20s, late teens, that they're acting like preteens. I was leaving work the other day, and I literally saw somebody coming in for like the swing shift, night shift, second shift, whatever you want to call it. And they literally had like a blanket over their shoulders, and they were carrying a stuffed animal. Part of me as a man, I'm like, what happened? You know, what happened that this adult feels like they need to carry a stuffed animal with them? And I know that's a bit of a side rant. I apologize if I got a little bit off topic. But it is. It's how are you walking? What mantle are you carrying? You know, Jesus says, you know, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Or something like that. I do not have Bible verses memorized. Sorry about that. But, you know, carrying the mantle, walking in the mantle of what God has called us to be, of just being a man of God, just being a man, just being an adult. What do you want? What do you want out of life? What are you hoping to achieve? You know, I've heard it several times in like the business world, in around entrepreneurs, you know, walk in what you're hoping to get. You know, almost like I know in some circles they talk about, you know, name it and claim it. They talk about manifesting, you know, your future and stuff like that. And yes, we're not going to talk like that and all as Christians, but when we pray about something, when we ask God for something, if we say, this is what I want to do with my life, this is where I, f- I think I'm being called, you know, I'm being called to walk in this, I'm being called to walk in that, or, you know, this is how I want to use my gifts for the kingdom. It's like, start walking in that now. You know, I've heard the talks of, you know, well, I want to be a preacher one day. I want to be a preacher one day. It's like, okay, well, start working on sermons now. Because if all of a sudden you wait until you're physically called, or all of a sudden somebody says, okay, hey, in 2 days, I need you to hold this microphone and say something, you know, that's not the point where you start thinking, oh my gosh, what would I say? You start it now. You start praying and writing now. You start preparing for that now. You know, if one day you want to be a worship leader, or you want to be on the worship team, you know, you start learning to play an instrument now. You start, you know, perfecting that craft now. You start writing songs now. You're not going to be the best at it, but you're going to start. And that's the point. You know, you want to start somewhere. You want to start walking towards that. You want to start doing it. You want to start being it. So that way, when the day comes, it's not a culture shock. It's not, oh, well, now I have, you know, again, if you're walking like this, and all of a sudden you get, you know, you're walking as a husband, and all of a sudden you become married, you get married, you know, it's not like, as soon as the ring goes on your finger, it's like, okay, I now get to change my personality. I now get to be a husband. I went from being boyfriend / fiance. Now I'm husband. And that doesn't work. I know for some people it probably can, but ultimately in the big picture, that doesn't work. To go through that kind of shift, to go through that kind of personality change, you're basically changing your personality. You're changing your walk in a heartbeat. Can it happen? Yes, it can happen. But if you're not walking as a husband, if you're not walking in what you want to be, you're probably not going to attract the kind of woman that is ready for a husband. So that's kind of my advice. That's my advice with that. So again, the verse is, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And I'm shifting that to men that want to eventually be married, that eventually want to be husbands, start walking in that husband mentality. Start walking with that husband responsibility. You know, what does that look like? What does that sound like? I could sit here and give you, you know, general guidelines of what does that look like, but ultimately it's, you know, pray about it. You know, what do your prayers sound like? You know, a lot of times people will say that a husband is, you know, he's the provider, he's the security, he's the safety. Are you that? Are you that kind of person for the people around you? You know, read the Bible, and what does God say that a husband is? You know, I heard something really great once, and it was talking about in Genesis when God was describing Adam. He called Adam to be a steward and protector of the garden. And in a way, that kind of takes some weight off of us, because, you know, when I said a lot of people think of the husband as the provider, if you think back to when Adam was created in the garden, God told Adam to be the steward, not the protector, not the provider. And so that kind of takes weight off of us. That shows us biblically, You know, according to God's design, men were not meant to be the providers. God is the provider. Men are the stewards. We take care of what God has provided. And so I think even that kind of a shift in our mindset, in our walk, it helps, you know, because again, even when I heard that and I took that in, it changes. It changes how you walk. It changes how you work. It changes how, you know, you approach things, you know, knowing that I'm not providing this. I'm taking care of what has been provided. And that makes a difference. You know, again, your safety, your protector, you watch out for people, you make sure people are safe. You make sure your friends get home safe. You make sure that when you're out and about, you keep your head on a swivel. You know, again, it doesn't mean stop having fun. It doesn't mean, you know, stop living in the moment, but it means it's time to start. It's time to take a step up. It's time to shift your attitude, shift your sight. What are you focused on? And I know this sounds like a lot of questions and it sounds like a lot of, what are we talking about here? But I think that's what we as men need to think about. You know, because I remember, you know, 15 years ago before, you know, Dina and I got married, it was, there was a lot of changes going on in my life. You know, I had just rediscovered God, and I mean, I was growing and shifting and changing so much. And I came to the realization very quickly that I wanted to one day be married and I wanted to be a husband. And, you know, I was hoping to one day have kids. So I knew things had to change. I knew I needed to grow up. I mean, I was in my early 30s, but I knew I needed to grow up. And I think that's what we get to do. And I think it's a mindset of that's what we get to do. You know, again, husbands are stewards. Husbands are protectors. You know, when we pray from that stance of stewardship. We pray protection and safety over our loved ones, over our friends. We realize that one day we want our walk to be about somebody else, not necessarily about us. You know, husbands are sacrificial. You know, we sacrifice a lot of who we are and what we are for our wives, you know, and for our children. But that's what we do. That's what we get to do. That's the place we get to step up into. And that kind of brings me into the, you know, the fatherly realm of, as much as I sit here and say, as much as I had that revelation of men need to step into being, you know, that walk like a husband, you know, once you're a husband, or as you're learning to walk as a husband, learn to walk as a father. They're very similar roles. They look very similar. They look a lot alike. So that helps. You know, again, it's that stepping into a greater measure of responsibility, stepping into letting go of some of these things that aren't really important. You know, and again, it looks a little bit different for everybody. Pray about what you need to pick up. Pray about what you need to set down. You know, but you want to do your best to be prepared for children before they arrive. you know, it's like, again, it's like I said, you want to do the legwork now. You want to do the preparation now. I think that's why God was gracious enough to make pregnancy 9 months. So it gives dads, future dads, enough time to panic and freak out and settle down, and then be ready. We're not ready. We're not. I don't know any new dad that when the baby is born, he's like, yep, I feel ready. I feel ready to take this on. And if they do, they say that like probably the day before the baby's born, and then they change their mind as soon as the baby's in their arms. It happens though, because we don't know what's going to happen. And that's part of the joy of having kids, is we don't know what's going to happen. But we can be prepared for it. You know, you know that kids are going to grow. You know, the kids are going to, you know, they're going to make messes. They're going to laugh. They're going to cry. They're going to get hurt. They're going to make you cry. They're going to make you laugh. And not always at the same time. And sometimes at the same time. It's interesting. But I think that's my big takeaway, is just, how are you walking now? How are you thinking now? How are you talking now? How are you praying now? And does that get you ready for where you want to be in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years? You know, because again, if you're out still acting like, you know, a teenager with not a care in the world and no responsibilities, you're probably, there's probably not going to be many women that look at you and say, yep, that's marriage material. Yep, he's going to be a good husband. So be prepared for that now. And then even after you get married, heck, even before you get married, you know, women will, I don't want to say judge you, but they'll judge you. They'll size you up. They'll sit there and they'll listen to you and they'll watch you and they'll say, will this man make a good husband? Will this man make a good father? And that plays a big part into whether or not she will agree to marry you or agree to date you. So again, how you walk determines what you attract. And that's part of life. That's part of the kingdom, you know. I wish I could remember it right now. It's something like, you don't rise to the level of your expectations, you fall to the level of your preparation, or your training. And so that tells you that regardless of what kind of good intentions you have of, you know, hey, I'm going to be this, I'm going to reach this level, I'm going to attain that. You can hope and dream all you want, but what really makes a difference and what really will tell you what level you'll get to is how you prepare, how you train. I've heard that in relation to athletics. I've heard it in relation to like self-defense realms. But I'll say it also goes along for being a husband, for being a father, that how you train, how you walk, how you prepare, that is what will determine the outcome. That's what will say, what kind of man are you going to be? What kind of husband are you going to be? What kind of father are you going to be? Because I'll let you know, it's amazing. It's worth it. It's worth the struggle. It's worth the hard. It's worth the tears. It's worth the laughter. I wouldn't trade this for the world. Being a husband and father is a joy. It's some of my proudest moments, to know that I had a hand in growing this family, to know that I get to keep my family safe, that I get to help steward what comes in from God, that, you know, we've built this together. I encourage all of you to go for it. If you're already there, I encourage you to look for improvement. If you're not there yet, I encourage you to start looking where you can build, start looking where you can train. Reach out to others, find a mentor, find a coach that will help. That will help a ton. You know, again, pray, read, get in your word. It's not as hard as some people make it sound. It's not as hard as we think it is. And it is worth it. I do. I encourage everyone to do it. And with that, I hope it's inspired you. But I'm going to close out with another verse, Bible verse, also Proverbs 18, verse 22, the same verse that I started with. But this time I'm going to look at the Passion Translation, because when I was trying to look up this verse, the Passion was really interesting, and it was a lot bigger than the New King James. Again, New King James, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." In the Passion Translation, "When a man finds a wife, he has found a treasure, for she is the gift of God to bring him joy and pleasure. But the one who divorces a good woman loses what is good from his house. To choose an adulteress is both stupid and ungodly." So there you go, gentlemen. There was your, here's the good thing and here's the bad thing. One of the things that's one of the things that I love about Proverbs is it will say, here's the good that will come and here's the bad that can happen. So yeah. Step up your walk. It's time for a lot of men to step up. And yeah. I know I need to step up, and I'm going to encourage all men to step up. It's time for us to grab onto a greater measure. It's time for us to shoulder more responsibility. Yeah. The kingdom of God needs men. And it's time for men to start driving. All right. Have a great week. Stay fit. Be well.